Panthers Radio in association with Zynomics, joined by the two coaches, Corey Nielsen and Rick Strachan, to look ahead to the playoff quarterfinal weekend and to reflect a bit on some great quarterfinals of the past. Both of you guys have got a great rapport with the playoffs. You know, you've got the Panthers some very famous moments winning the trophies, but because we're at the quarterfinal stage, let's have a look at a few of them. We've been looking back on the website this week, but Rick, 2011-12, you were 3-0 down to the Brayhead clan as they were now, but won the second leg 5-1, Brandon Benedict's overtime goal. What do you remember about that team that year?
It was a good team. You know, we had some quality players, good guys that worked hard. You know, we had a really good hockey team. We had a bit of everything, some scorers, some toughness, good goaltending, good special teams, a team that never quit the whole year.
And I guess in the overtime winner there, Brandon Benedict, a true player I think any coach would want on their team.
Oh, yeah, anytime you got Benny on your team, you know, he's loved by the coaches and his players, so that doesn't usually happen. But he worked hard every night. Every night, you know what you're going to get from him. You know, extremely dedicated guy, played the game of hockey the right way, you know, stop and start. Never got a lot of credit for being a goal scorer, but everybody wanted him on his line because he made the line go.
Corey, what do you remember about that team that year?
You're dating us a little bit. That's a few years back, but it was my recollection as I was just going through the roster. It was just probably the most coachable team I had. It wasn't the most talented team we had, but it was just such a well-drilled, well-oiled machine. They were so detailed conscious. They moved the puck really efficiently through the neutral zone. They forechecked hard. As Rick said, we had obviously Benny with that engine, but you also had Franny and Lacko were chugging at that time. And it was a pretty fast team. You had some skill. I think Sammy Ryan and played with Clarkey, and they scored some goals. But yeah, it was one of those years that we could have done some damage. Unfortunately, we just went up against a team that was Belfast. That was so good. I think would they lose 5 games all year or something like that? They were machines. So, but yeah, I don't remember the final series at all. I do remember that Glasgow were a weapon. They were really good. But I do remember that the group was really confident going into that second leg. We knew that we had the talent to score goals, and we knew that we had the goaltending to keep them out.
I think the campaign was believe, and the fans and the team certainly did believe that night. But it happened again against Belfast, Rick, a few years later when Dan Spang scored in overtime to take that game. You know, it just shows, Rick, that when you're behind in a game in a quarterfinal series, doesn't it? Anything can happen.
Yeah, it's 2 games. You know, 6 periods. It doesn't matter really what happens in the first 3 unless you're blowing them out. As long as you're within 2 or 3 goals, anything can happen in that second game. And once again, we believed that we could get it done, and we pulled it off.
You probably, you know, I'm picking your brains, Corey, but what I'd forgotten is you were, I think, 4-3 down from Belfast, and then Belfast scored twice early, and it looked like game over, but the guys on that night found a way to come back. How do you control emotions, you know, when suddenly you're faced with a big deficit on the bench? How do you control emotions to not let the guys' heads go down?
It just really depends on the leadership group. I believe at the time I was playing.
You were for the first one, probably not for the Dan Spang one.
But a lot of the players that we had were really engaged, but were quite calm in their approach. I think sometimes that is reflected on kind of how I approach things. They just have that general swagger, and they go out there and they believe in themselves. So I don't remember at all, if I'm honest, you know, how the game's developed, but I do know that looking through that group again, we had some talent and some spirited players and some confident guys, and you know, guys who never quit, which is always nice when you're talking about former Panthers.
And Rick, you know, again, just more generally about the playoffs, is there a different way you approach playoff hockey as a team?
Yeah, it's a new season. You know, it doesn't matter what you did in In the regular season, it comes down to, you know, to get to the Final Four, it comes down to 1 week and two games home and away, and you know, you got to be ready. You know, got to prepare your players to for all the little things that are going to matter: special teams, penalty kill, face-offs, all the little stuff that adds up. And you know, usually the teams that execute at a high level and commit to their game plan, usually the ones that are successful.